What's up? It's your girl, Victoria Lynn, and you're listening to the Radiant Bay Podcast. I'm stoked that you're here today and you've taken the time to come hang with me. It's so much fun getting on here, getting to just really share my heart with you guys and just what God has been speaking to me. I am so thankful for you, whether you are new here or you've been a part of the sisterhood for a while. You guys are the real ones, and I'm just so happy that we get to grow together and just see where the Lord takes this. Before we begin, I wanted to share with you guys a wholesome moment from this week, and I would just say, like, it has to do with my daughter. She is about to be 17 months, you guys. She's a year old, but I say 17 months because it's just like, oh my gosh, my heart. I didn't get it at first, like the whole month thing when like I wasn't a parent, but now I'm just like, I get it. 17 months. Okay. She's a year, but 17 months. Anyway, I love how recently she's been falling asleep, but like she's been holding onto my finger when she falls asleep, or she'll do it to her dad. She just holds her finger and that's how she falls asleep. And it's just the cutest thing, you guys. So just picture a little 17 month old baby, toddler, as you know, she's considered a toddler now, but in my eyes, she's still a baby. I mean, just like picture that in your head, and it's just so wholesome, you guys. Like, it literally makes my heart melt, and I'm just so grateful to God for, giving us the gift of a sweet daughter. But yeah, today, you guys, we're going to talk about protecting your seeds. And honestly, I was just like, before we started this podcast, I was like, I'm going to do something different because I don't usually do this. I think I may have in the past, but recently I haven't. So let's start off with prayer, because I feel like prayer is powerful, and the prayer of a righteous man is effective. So a righteous woman is effective. So let's do this. Heavenly Father, we just come before you and we just thank you, Father God, for this time to be here with you, God. Because ultimately, I'm hosting this podcast, Lord, but you are leading. So I just invite you, Holy Spirit, into this conversation. I invite you into just what you're going to pour out to me, God, to speak to the Radiant Babe, God, the listener, God. I just bless my sister now, God, with ears to hear and eyes to see, God, and that my words will fall on soft soil on her heart and take deep root in her heart, God, that she would just produce much fruit in her life, God. And I just pray, God, that just my words would be your words, God, that you would clearly just take over, Lord. I'm not a woman who sees herself as like the greatest speaker, Lord, but you, God, have called me to do this. So here I am, Lord. Here I am to answer the call. And I'm just grateful for this time that I get to speak, Lord. So thank you, God, for being in the midst of this conversation. Thank you for this topic, and thank you for teaching us, Lord. We bless your name today, in Jesus' mighty name, amen. Okay, so I've probably mentioned this a few times on the podcast about, like, protecting your seeds and all, but I don't think I've ever gone, like, super deep on it. So today, let's go deep on protecting your seeds. Like, what is a seed, you guys? Let's see. I would say a seed is a dream of yours, maybe some goals that you have with your finances, your friendships, maybe something God has called you to, he's shown you, maybe a dream to get married someday, or to court the man of God that you have, you just believe like this is him. it could be like a seed for a business, or even a business idea, or your business, if you have one, a seed for your creativity, health, your health goals. Those are just examples of seeds, you guys. I wrote it down so I could just really like help you understand like what they are if you're not fully aware of what a seed is. And honestly, I wasn't always aware of seeds, protecting your seeds, especially until my husband and I met our really good friends who are like family, and they are also our counselors praise God for them, because honestly, prior, like in our early 20s, we yearned, my husband and I, we yearned for like mentors, counselors, and we, like, God just like we were looking to the outside world for every, like, for people to like mentor us on business and life, and like we were getting, honestly, I was getting so confused that I was even taking advice from like people who were doing new age things, who were actually doing witchcraft stuff, and I was being deceived. Like, I was like, you know, I was being led astray, but thank the Lord, you know, he brought us counsel. He brought us godly counsel when he saved us. And, you know, it took a while, but he started weeding out the wheats from the chaffs, and he started, just showing me. Actually, I started before we had our mentors, we were being mentored by like people online, like actual online influencers who were filled with the Holy Spirit, who were Christian, who were men and women of God. And we're like, this was like something new to us, but it was so refreshing. And I think that's what definitely, that's another part of what inspired the Radiant Babe, because in my early 20s, I was searching for people to like pour into me, encourage me on my walk and my faith and every aspect of my life. And I was kind of like, there wasn't many at the time. And now it's just praise God for everyone who's answered the call on their life and, you know, is stepping into the role of like, of being online encouragers, online teachers, online, you know, well, I know not even just like online leaders, you know what I'm saying? Online and offline, because obviously like your life offline is so much more, in private is so much more, like, it's so much more important than like, you know, you can't lead right if you're not leading in the private, like in your private life, right? In offline is what I'm saying. So yeah, that's why, you know, I'm grateful for, I'm even grateful that God would even entrust me to be a voice here on the Radiant Babe and for everything he's doing at the Radiant Babe. But yeah, praise God for all my sisters doing what they're doing as well, like leading other women in their journey with Christ, in their journey of faith. But anyways, what I'm saying is that was like a whole, like, I'm not gonna say it was a rabbit hole, but it was kind of like a little backstory to where we got to, how I got to learning about like seeds. Anyway, in my early 20s, I told too many people like seeds. Like, my husband and I, we told people too many seeds. Like, let me give you an example. Like, we told people seeds of future children's like names we like loved, or like people, you know, and then come to find out, like, when they had their child, like, they took the name that we, like, they chose a name that we gave them. And that was just really disheartening, but, you know, whatever. Stuff, I mean, those are little seeds, but like, you know, and seeds like for your business, like what you're believing for in your life, like, and some people that we were working with, because my husband and I, we are in business, we've been doing, he's been in filmmaking for 8 years, and I've been doing social media for about the same time, 8 years. Social media management and marketing, that's a whole nother story. But, and you know, the people we were meeting along the way, like some of them, like they acted like they had good intentions, you know, but, and we shared so much like dreams with them and ideas and things that we wanted, like for our business and stuff. And, unfortunately, like, you know, behind our back, they were actually tearing down our seeds. They were talking really bad things about us because they truly didn't believe in us. And they were talking bad things about us to other people. And when people are talking about you, you're going to find out, you know, what's in the dark will come to light. So it's just things like that. Anyways, going back to like meeting our mentors, those are just stories of like not protecting our seeds. But when we finally met our mentors, like our counselors, like we met them through our church. We were planted in the house of God, where the Bible says those who are planted in the house of God flourish in his courtyards. So we were planted in the house of God. We were serving the Lord. Like, we were going to connect groups, and they're called connect groups, like Bible studies, small groups. And we were breaking bread with our brothers and sisters in Christ. We were talking about the word. We were talking about life. We were talking about dreams. Like, every Bible study is different, but in this particular Bible study, we built some solid friendships, and that was all God, and praise God for that. But shout out to Monique and DeMyers. Hey, it's Monique Brown on Instagram. I believe at Hey, it's Monique Brown on Instagram. And even till this day, they don't live in the same state as us. They live in Texas right now. They went from Cali to Texas, but we still love them. And, we still talk to this day. We're still close. We're still fam. They still speak into us. They still are our biggest cheerleaders besides the Lord. Anyways, what I'm trying to say is that we didn't learn about seeds until we met them, about protecting your seeds until we met them. And then we started learning, like, oh my gosh, not everyone is for us. Not everyone is for us. And, there could be like to protect your seeds, like protect the things that you hold close to your heart, because like you truly, like, I'm not saying like to be afraid, about anyone finding out about your seeds, but I'm just saying like, or not to like be like guarding, like not to be afraid is what I'm saying, but like, you don't need to share with everyone like your next move. If whatever your next move is, you don't need to share with everyone like what you're currently going through, and what you're currently believing for, in your life, because you truly don't know, like, they could be smiling in your face and then like secretly waiting for you to like fail, or even like speaking bad to someone else about your life, or something like, oh, she's not this enough, or, you know, she's not, like, who does she think she is, like, or even to themselves, like, speaking doubt over your seed, or fear into your seed, like, oh, you know, like, another one, maybe the world will say is, like, maybe a woman is believing to get pregnant, and, a family member, or, yeah, family member, or yeah, a friend, quote unquote friend, will say like, oh, why do you want to get pregnant now? Like the world is so bad. Like, that's just like killing your seed automatically. Like, what the heck? Like, God put that desire, that seed in you to be a mother. And then here comes the devil trying to steal your seed and just not even like want you to flourish, not even have that desire to become a white, a mother someday. Isn't that crazy, you guys? Like, think of it that deeply, like even being a wife, like the world also will say, maybe being a wife is like, in the world, it's just like, oh, like, why do I need to be a wife? Like, you know, I can just be a girlfriend, and like, he could just be my, like, he could just be my boo thing, whatever. He could just be my, like, whatever you want to call him, like, sugar daddy, whatever, and, like, you can do whatever you want, and, like, live the life you want, like, who cares, and obviously, like, that's what the world might look at it, but sometimes some people have the desire to be, like, well, I actually have a desire to get married someday and be a wife, and then if you tell the wrong person, like, someone in the world, or someone with the mindset of the world who hasn't transformed their mind with the word of Christ, word of God yet, they'd probably say like, well, why do you want to be a wife when you can do whatever you want? You can party whenever you want. You can travel whenever you want. You don't need a man. Like, you can hang out with your girls whenever you want. Like, and FYI, you can still hang out with your girls when you're married. but anyways, like those are just like examples of seeds that, you know, they're seeds of not, I guess, like, what I'm saying is, what I'm trying to say is, like, be aware of the people you share your seeds with, even if it's, like, it could be, like, your parents, for instance. Like, maybe they are, like, okay, you would think, like, your parents have, like, the best intentions for you, which they do. Like, in their heart, they want you to succeed, whatever success looks like, going to college, you know, getting a home. Like, sorry, I'm, like, talking like this, but I'm just, like, success in the world looks like that, but success in the eyes of Jesus is following him and being obedient to the call of God on your life, because he has placed you here for a purpose. He has placed you here for such a time as this. You are here on purpose because of him. You are here for a specific purpose. He has a plan to prosper you, not to harm you, to give you a hope and a future. And yeah, I feel like the world wants us just to succumb to, like success looks like this. Like, once you reach an X amount of money and you get a house and you get your dream car and you, like, you build that huge business that you want or whatever it is, like, you're just like, this is what success is. Like, I'm traveling the world. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I have this business, like, and honestly, like, that's great. Like, God wants us to enjoy the gifts, like, these things in the world, this life is a gift, but with life without God, life without God is, like, so empty, and I can attest to that. I lived my life 24 years without the Lord, like, without serving the Lord, previously, before, you know, Victoria, BC, and, I searched in, alcohol, I searched in smoking weed, I searched in, like, sex and all of that, you know what I'm saying? Like just being in the world, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's nothing compared to, like, eternity and what the Lord has prepared for us. And just walking with the Lord here on earth. So yeah, anyways, going back to the seed. So some ways you can, like, water your seeds are obviously, like, in prayer and believing and contending and fasting and like having faith without doubt, like asking and truly believing for what you're asking for without doubting, because without God says that when we ask in belief, and when we doubt, like we're like a double-minded man and we're unstable in all our ways, and we want to be like, we want to ask with belief, knowing that he's going to do it in his timing, whatever that seed is, whatever you're believing for, whether it's to get married or to have children or to get out of debt, to buy a house, like whatever it is, you know? And that's like, I feel like in this journey with God, he's just showing me like his word is so simple. He says, like, faith without works is dead. So yeah, what do we got to do while we're watering our seeds? Like, some ways is prayer and fasting, and also by faith. Like, faith, God says faith without works is dead. So we're not just like, oh yeah, we have faith. Like, no, like he says, do the work. So faith, I feel like when you don't really understand what faith is, like, you're just like, oh, cool. Like, Christian people and their faith, ha ha ha. Like, no, faith is actually like doing the work. So like, the joke's on you, devil, like, is what I'm saying. Joke's on you, devil. 'Cause like, we put in the work, and, we're plowing the field. We're plowing the field and waiting for the harvest to come. So yeah, I feel like it's crazy, you guys, 'cause, I just want to encourage someone today, if you feel like you don't really have anyone in your corner to be encouraged, like, you don't have someone like a close friend or someone like a close sister in Christ who can, like, pray for you, or, like, I just want to encourage you that, like, God hears your prayers, and he sees you, and he sees your hard work, and in due time, like, you will reap a harvest. Like, you will reap a harvest, and don't grow tired. Don't grow weary of your prayers, of your prayer life. 'Cause, like, holding on to your faith is hard. That's why lots of Christian people walk away. I heard something actually, the other day, a pastor was saying, he was saying, I think it was Joel Osteen. He was on the TV because I had like turned it on, and he was talking about faith, and he was saying that there are two types of faith. There is sustaining faith and there is delivering faith. So it's like the faith is this that sustains us is God taking us through the fire, and delivering us is taking us out of, is when God takes us out of the fire. So it's like we have to like keep believing even when we don't see it, even when we don't feel God, even when nothing is happening, but we're still believing, we're still praying, we're still fasting, we're still like building our character, we're still repenting every day, we're still getting into his word every day, we're still Christian, we're still getting our own oil, and we're not lazy Christians, we're not hopeless Christians, we're not defeated Christians, we're not victims, you know, we're not beggars, we're not, you know what I mean? We are children of the Most High God, and yeah, I just wanted to encourage you with that, because I know that there could be people out there, and it's sad to say, but it could also be, like, your extended family, and I will say this because, like, I'm not ashamed to say it, but, like, there are people who I do understand, like, they will try to get into your business, and it's like, honestly, forgive them, Father, for they don't know what they do, like, if they're trying to come after your business, trying to know about your business, and they're supposed to be focused on their own life, there's something in their life that is out of order. And that's probably because they don't have the Lord. That they don't have the Lord, that they have to be looking at your life and being jealous of your life, being envious of your life, being like wanting you to fail, like trying to gossip about your life so that they could speak into someone else's ear about you and make them change their mind about who you are. When you can be a person who has integrity, and they want to smear your reputation. And I just want to say this, like, if you are a hater listening to this, then just know that God is my victor. God is my victor. I'm victorious. And the Lord is my, he is my defender. So yeah. For those of you who are in similar situations, just know that the Lord has your back and the Lord will exalt you in front of your enemies. So yeah, I'm going in on the devil's head today. I want to read to you out of, Matthew 12:33 today, cause I feel like, two different books today, but I want to read to you out of Matthew 12:33, and it says, it's Jesus speaking. So this is like, I wanted to read it to you because I want you to know that, like, if you don't know, like, if a person is like has good intentions about you or like whatever, like if you really just don't know, the word of God is alive and active, sharper than a two-edged sword. So open it, get into his word, eat his word, drink his word, and learn from God, learn from Jesus. Like he will literally, it is life. This Bible like is life changing. The Bible, the Holy Bible is life changing. But, let me read to you. It says Jesus says, make the tree good and its fruit good, or else make the tree bad and its fruit bad, for a tree is known by its fruit. So if you are just like, you know, I don't know if this person's truly for me, like, can I feel safe, like, sharing this seed with this person? Like, well, just look at their life. Like, has it produced good fruit? Like, are they producing good fruit? Like, or are they always producing, like, are they always gossiping? Are they always angry, frustrated, talking? Like, are they always just like speaking negatively, complaining? Or that's fruit of their life? or are they just like, you know, they're bearing good fruit in their life? Like love, joy, peace, patience, gentleness, goodness, faithfulness, kindness, self-control. That's good fruit. I just wanted to share that with you. If you need discernment from the Lord, like, just ask him. ask him to show you, and even just look at the person's life, and you'll know right away. That's easy to tell. Like, if they're not, like, bearing good fruit, then you shouldn't even open your mouth and share those seeds with them. Because what will they do? They might just tear you down, tear your seeds down. Maybe not in front of your face, but they might even do it behind your back. So, anyway, I also wanted to read to you guys Psalm 1. Psalm 1 says, "Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper." That is like something that I just encourage you to like to proclaim over your life. Like, literally read it like this. Blessed is, and insert your name. Blessed is Victoria, who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of the sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But my delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law I meditate on it day and night. I shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, but whatever I do will prosper. And that's Psalm 1:1-3. And I think that I feel like it ties into like counsel and like sharing your seed. Like, if you're just like, man, like, who do I like who can I share my seed with? Like, the Bible tells you right here, like don't go to like people who are ungodly for counsel, like for advice. They're just going to tell you something that like is probably opposite than the word of God. It might be discouraging. It might be death. It might be death on their lips, because life and death are in the power. Life and death are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it eat its fruit. So it's like, it's either life or death is coming out of your tongue. And usually in ungodly counsel, sometimes they can... it can be you can be misled. And I just pray that this, you take this and proclaim it over your life every day, and just really see like your seed, like sharing your seeds as like, okay, this is a big deal. I'm not gonna go out and like tell everyone what I'm doing or all my dreams, all my goals, all my plans. And I'm gonna like, I'm going to do my best to just guard my heart and work, plow the field, and not even, like, work, and then also, like, whatever the Lord is asking you to do to get to, like, you know, to water that seed, you know, I'm going to do it in faith, I'm going to do it in secret, I'm going to do it in the secret place, which is, like, literally with, in the presence of the Lord, in the presence of God. And yes, I have my Bible open. You're going to just do everything in faith and believe that God is a God who is not a liar. He cannot lie. So his word does not come back void, and you can trust him. So I pray today you are blessed by this episode. I pray that you just start like protecting your seeds and like asking God to like just align you with people like who can pray over your seeds with you, who can believe with you, who can contend with you, who could prophesy over your life and your seeds and the things you're believing for, and that he would remove people from your life that are not for you, truly not for you, and actually are bringing you further away from him. So I pray that the Lord would just realign everything in your life, and you would have a surrendered heart to let him just do it. In Jesus' name, amen. So, thanks for listening, guys. I hope you guys have a wonderful day. I'm just thankful that you even stayed till the end. So, If you like this episode, please share it with a friend. Please subscribe to the podcast wherever you consume it, and also rate and review this podcast wherever you listen to it from, because it just helps other Christian gals, Christian girlies just find this podcast and just be blessed by it. There's so much good, there's so much of God's goodness to go around. And I hope you have a wonderful day, and I'll catch you next time. Catch you next week. Peace.